Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia Daf Yud Tes. The Gemara brings Rabbi Bar Chano Irchis Le'gita Be'Bedrasha. He lost a get. Rashi's Mazeh, he was a shliach to bring a get, and he lost a get, and they found it. Omar, and he said, Isimona is sibagave. If you want me to give a simon, I have a simon. Itvias eino is sibagave. I have a tvias ayin also on the get. Hadrua nihile. Omar lo yadana. Rabbi Bachana said, lo yadana imishub simona hadrua nihile. Vikasava savi simonim de raiso. Imishub tvias eino hadrua nihile. Vitafka tsubarabon. Aval imish da almaloy. Rabbi Bachana said, he doesn't know why they gave it back to him. Did they give it back to him for simonim? Which would mean that it would have to be the simonim de raiso in order to give back a get. You need to hold simonim de raiso. So one of my only drabbani can't give back a get. Or the reason why they gave it back to me was because of Tvias Ayin, and therefore it would only be the get for a Tzobar Abadon, for Ama Oretz, you wouldn't be able to give it back with Tvias Ayin. So Tesis de Rabasra Avo, Tesis explains, B'Shem Rabbi Tam, that Ama Oretz also has Tvias Ayin. It brings a Raya from a Gemara Baba Basra, that Ama Oretz also has Tvias Ayin. The reason why you only give back something to a Tzobar Abadon is because a regular person is not Nemon. We don't trust him. Maybe he's lying. Tzobar Abanon, he doesn't lie. So therefore, we could trust him with that he's saying the truth, that he's saying this is my get. Ayin the Pnei Yeshua, Tosis means that he's mamish lying, or he's not so medactic. Tosis before, in the Ramascho, May Oilam, Tosis Yechesem Beis, says that we're not trying, the person is not trying Dafka to lie. We trust him that he lost the get. But the Pnei Yeshua says that I call upon him, he's not so medactic, and he's not lying bedafka, but he's not so bedactic like a Tzobar Abadon that's going to make sure to say 100% the truth. And the Rishonim and Gittin Daf Chav Zayin, they bring a Rashi. We don't have the Rashi lefaneinu. They bring a Rashi pshat in the Mishnah Matzah b'chafisa b'dluskama that it works with Tfias Ayin. If a person loses a get, that he finds it, he's allowed to assume that it's his get. He doesn't have to be chayshish that it's someone else's get. And it works out because of Tfias Ayin. And Rashi over there says, Dafka Tzobar Abadon. So the Rishonim have a daik from Rashi. The Rashi seems to hold over there. The Chayra, there's not a need of the Manas. He himself found the get. The question is if he could be Seimech, that this is his get, or he has to be Chayshish, that it's someone else's get. So the Rishonim say there, Amban, the Rashi, they bring this Rashi that they had. And they say that Rashi seems to hold, not like what it says in Tosis by us. Rashi seems to hold that the reason why you need Dafka Tzobar Abadon is because Dafka Tzobar Abadon has a Tfias Ayin. Someone that's not a Tzobar Abadon, someone that's not so bedactic, he's not so bucky in these inyonim, he doesn't be'emes have a Tfias Ayin. Not because we chush that he's lying, but we can't be Seimach on his Tfias Ayin. Only on our Tzobar Abadon's Tfias Ayin we can be Seimach. And they argue on Rashi, they say it's not true. They say that the shot why Dafka Tzobar Abadon is like Tosfos is because Dafk is because we don't believe him, but a Pasha that Abba Arts also has a Tfias Ayin. And they bring the Sugya in Chuan Daf Tzadi Vav. And over there, the Gemara is a Nisa whether or not Tfias Ayin is better than Tzibanim or worse than Tzibanim. The Gemara at the beginning starts off that Tfias Ayin is worse than Tzibanim. Tzibanim is stronger than Tfias Ayin. And the Gemara says, because you see that you don't give back Aveda but Tfias Ayin. You don't give back Abba Arts Aveda but Tfias Ayin. Then the Gemara is chayzer. The Gemara says that no. The Gemara says the Ma'aseh Tfias Ayin is better. The Gemara brings Rayas. The Gemara says how's anyone mutter his wife bechatesi to be seimach on his wife? Belayla elabai is a Tfias Ayin. So therefore says the Gemara that Tfias Ayin is better. So the Ramban over there, the Chulin Daf Sadivav and the Ram, they explain that the Gemara and the Havamita thought that the reason why not member the Tfias Ayin, the reason why we don't give back our Veda to Abba Oretz, to someone that's not a Tzobar Abadon with Tfias Ayin, is because like Pesach says, because we don't trust him. The reason is because he doesn't have a good Tfias Ayin, and therefore that's what the Gemara means over there, that Tzibanim is better than Tfias Ayin. Tfias Ayin is not so strong, because we can't be Seimach on that, but Oretz is Tfias Ayin. A Tzobar Abadon is a special type of Tfias Ayin. He's more medactic, and he has a special Tfias Ayin that we're Seimach on. That's just as good as Tzibanim. But the Gemara is saying that Tfias Ayin of Oretz is not as good as Tzibanim. But the Rishonim learn up that what the Gemara is chayzer, the Gemara says no, it can't be, it has to be that Tfias Ayin is better than Tzibanim. Then the Gemara then says the Ramban, says the Ram, then the Gemara is chayzer, the Gemara is saying that no, it's not the Pshat. The reason why I'm Aretz, you don't get back with Tfias Ayin, is because, like Pesach says by us, because we don't trust him. The Bavadai, the Tfias Ayin of Am Aretz is better than Tzibanim. The reason why we don't give back Aveda is because we don't trust him, not because there's a problem with his Tfiyas Ayin. And the Shadim over there, Daf Tzadi Vav, they bring also a Rach, that seems to say like what they bring from Rashi, and get the Daf of Zion, that the Din of Tfiyas Ayin is Dafka for Tzor Barabara, but Arz doesn't have Tfiyas Ayin. Ayin be Achiezer, B'chaib Oizer, in Sibid Aleph, in Chedek Aleph, Sibid Yudalid, in a space of Gibel, where he's very diskasha with this idea b'chal that a tzur b'rabbanit should have more than a modest than a ba'aretz. Taisus learns that Arasugya, a tzur b'rabbanit is more than a modest than a ba'aretz. He says, Lo yibitzinu, in the whole Chesh Mishnah, we don't find ever that a tzur b'rabbanit is never. We never find that Terry didn't give it a modest than a tzur b'rabbanit more than a ba'aretz. He says, Bishleim by the regular din of Tfiyas Ayin, by Hashavas Aveda, he says, Ayin Dav Chav Zayin and Elo Betzias. He brings a Balamor over there that learns it from a pasuk, there are Sheyimu Rabbi, Eide Rabbi. The exerts a custom that a tzur b'rabbanit is nevud. But he says, the Gabi get, there's a nice over here in our sugya of get, mechatesi, to say that the dafka tzur b'rabbanit shayav b'rabbanit is that aba oretz, not ayin shom, how it's b'yashiv, the Indian, says it's something, somehow you can get back to the sugya, to the exerts a custom of the shayav murabai, somehow from in our sugya also, ayin shom. Now the argodol, in simid tes, piska beis, ois beis, is bedayik that l'chayr, it seems that our Gemara doesn't hold that it's so pashut that Tfiyas Ayin works at Tzur Abaran. If the Gemara would be pashut to the Gemara, that you can give it back to Tzur Abaran with Tfiyas Ayin, and the whole subject of our Gemara is only about whether or not you can give back with Tzibonim, whether or not Tzibonim is Dairaisa, so what is this mice to make him have a suffix? It's pashut, you can give it back with Tfiyas Ayin, so they gave it back because of Tfiyas Ayin. Now you want to know if they could have gave it back on Tzibonim. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Sound like he had a suffix. What was the pshat why they gave it back? Which would mean that he had a suffix that maybe they didn't give it back because of Tfiyas Ayin. Yesh Ayin, what's it sad? Why over here wouldn't you give it back because of the Tzur B'rabbanit, because of Tfiyas Ayin? So the Argadol brings that the Rambam is mashmit this din. The Rambam doesn't bring down the halacha that you can give back a get. Someone loses a get that if he's a Tzur B'rabbanit, you can give it back with Tfiyas Ayin. And the Beis Yosef is ba'ir that the Torah is mashmit it. So the Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Gerushin Parakim Halacha Tes says that the reason why the Rambam left it out, the reason why the Rambam didn't bring it is because since a Tzur B'rabbanit is not Matzi B'neinu, and he says it's going to cause machlokes, who's a Tzur B'rabbanit, who's not a Tzur B'rabbanit, so therefore the Rambam left out the Halacha. And that's the Beis Yosef says that that's the reason for the Torah's Hashmata also, that the Torah is also mashmit it because of this reason. Now the Beis Meir and Simon Kuflam and Beis is discussion with this Tam. He says that we see that the Rishonim all bring, the Rambam himself brings this halacha l'gabi Hashavas Aveda. L'gabi the din of Hashavas Aveda, there's also a din of Tzur B'rabbanit that they bring, and they weren't worried about machlokes. He says l'gabi Mammon l'chayr, there'll be more machlokes than l'gabi Gittin. So why over there did they decide to bring it over here not? And he says, if you looked at the Rif and the Rosh, also a mashmit this din. And he says, it's very shver in the Magen Mishnah's pshat. He says, so lulei divrei kodshei, lulei divrei Magen Mishnah, he would say a different pshat. He says that be'emes, l'chayro, the whole nemanis of Tzur B'rabbanit, even there's no new nemanis called Tzur B'rabbanit. He says, l'chayro, the way that would have to work is with the din of Eid Echad, that he would be nem, midin Eid Echad. Now, once, could be that it's still afalpik and achshash b'shakar over here, but there would be an nemanis of Eid Echad. You need an amanus of Eid Echad. So therefore says the Beis Meir, maybe that's good for the suffix of the Gemara. The suffix of this Gemara is, it's sad that it shouldn't work is because Eid Echad doesn't work. Who said Eid Echad could be Neman to say whose get it was? And therefore says the Beis Meir, if you look at the Gemara seems to be besupping about it. And therefore says the Beis Meir, that's why the Rishonim didn't bring it. The reason why the Rishonim didn't bring this din is because the Gemara does not have a maskana that it works. The Gemara remains by a suffix if it works. And he says, the reason why it doesn't work is, the reason the tzad that it shouldn't work is, because who said Eid Echad B'chal is Nemet over here? And our Gadol adds to this, and he says that could be a pshat, why Rashi explains that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was a shliach. Rashi over here, Rashi in Gittin Daf Chav Zayin, makes it very important to point out, felt it very important to point out, that it wasn't Rabbi Bar Chana's get, he was a shliach. And the Maram Shif over there and explains that the reason why Rashi said it was because it's kosher gerushin. It's not a good thing to be megarish your wife. So Rashi didn't want to learn that Rabbi Bar Chana was going to be megarish his wife. So therefore Rashi said the case was a shliach. But the Argadol is not happy with this pshat. Doesn't feel that that's enough of a reason for Rashi to go and speak out that he was a shliach. So there says there are gadol that the pshat is apizet, that a baal is nemon. Baal's nemon to say girashti is ishti. He has a biyadai. He's nemon. So therefore says the argadol. So therefore over here, the whole sad over here that it shouldn't work, the feeder based mayor, the reason why it's server abonim wouldn't be nemon tfias ayin is because ayin echad's not nemon. He says a baal would be vadai be nemon. A baal is an amonis of biyadai. You'd be nemon to say that this is my get. There would be no tzad over here that he shouldn't be nemon. So Rashi learned from the fact that Gemara is a tzad to say that you're not nemon with tfias ayin, must be that he was working out tzad echa, and must be that we're talking about a shliach, not the baal himself. Now, in the etzem noisa, why exactly you should be nemon or not, so the Rashba in Gittin Chav Zayin brings that the reason over here why you wouldn't be nemon, why someone else that's not a tzubar abon is not nemon, the Rashba says, the reason is because he's a negeya, a shliach negeya, but he's going to lose his schar. If he doesn't deliver the get, he's going to lose his schar. Or even if he's doing it for free, the person's going to have tarumas on him. He gave him a get and he didn't do his shlichos. So therefore, a shliach always has a negeyas and therefore he's not nemon. So the Beis Meir explains that the Rashba is coming to explain on the tzad that a tzur b'rabbanon is nemon, why do we need dafka tzur b'rabbanon? Why is a regular ma'aretz not nemon midinayt echad? That the Rashba says is a negiyas. But on the tzad of the Gemara that even a tzur b'rabbanon is not nemon, that the Rashba doesn't have to explain. That could be pashut because ayit echad is not nemon. The Rashba was just explaining why on the tzad that the Gemara is saying that a tzur b'rabbanon is nemon, which would mean that ayit echad is nemon. So im kain, why do you need dafka tzur b'rabbanon? On that the Rashba explains that we need a tzur b'rabbanon because there's a special chashash negiyas over here. Now, in the etzem noisa, why should ayin echad be nemon over here? So, if you look in the Kovetz Ha'aretz, Rabbi Chora and Simon Ayin Zayin, and Ois Dalet and Ois Hey, he says, Kasha, he says that we see in Gittin Daf Beis Amud Beis that even to be made on Lashma of a get, that a get was written in Lashma, is called a Darvish of Erva, and you need Shnei Eidim for that. Why over here to be Mevar, which get is my get, which get is your, if this get is this Baal's get or not the Baal's get, why would that not need Shnei Eidim, Midin Darvish of Erva? Why would Ayin echad be nemon? So Rabbi Chanan says, "Alpi the famous Ran in Kedushin Daf Samach Dalet in the Sugya, where a father says, Kidashti Espiti, I was Bekabel Kedusha for my daughter, and I don't remember where to who. I don't remember who I took the Kedusha from. So the Gemara over there is before that someone could come and say it was me, and he's Nemon to say it was him. So Ran over there says, Kasha, why is he Nemon? Why should he be Nemon? So there's a din of ein darsha be'erva pachd b'shtayim. How could we believe him that the kedusha was to him, and therefore say that it wasn't to anyone else? Say it was dafka to him and not to anyone else. So, and therefore he would be able to give her a get to be matter l'shuk, or maybe it's even mutter for him himself if he wants shita in the Gemara. So the Ran explains that since it's only the vrure, it's only to be mevarer. So therefore over there we don't have the din of darsha be'erva. That over there since we know about that there's a kedusha. The question is where the Kedushin is it from this man or from this man? That the Ran says, over there, you don't need the Shnaim of Darvish of Erev, it's enough for one. It's a famous Ran, there's a lot of Kashas from a lot of places, but Kaponim, so it says Rabbi Chanan, that this the fetus Ran, you can say that that's a pshat over here also. To say a Getz Lishma, you say this Getz Lishma. That you need to aid them, but over here, that we know Vadai, that there was a Get. The question is this the Get? There are different ones a Get. So to say that this is the get, that's only the vure, that would be doimet to the case of the ran, and therefore you wouldn't need shnei eidim, eidachot would be nem. So Aruchian, if the Gemara's suffix is goof of this, exactly what the tzad in the Gemara not like this is, why over here would it not be nemon? So Aruchian, exactly what the suffix of the Gemara would be. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings a brisa. The Gemara brings So the Gemara asks that why Bizman Shabal Moideh do you give it back? We should be chayshish that maybe the Baal wrote the get to give it by Nisan and he didn't end up giving it till Tishrei. And the Baal meanwhile sold all the Paris that he had and afterwards now the Isha is going to be mighty the get that she only got after the Baal sold the Paris. And she's going to bring the get with has this man of this manak siva, and she's going to be mighty Paris. So the Gemara says, Hanicha, if you hold it, you lose Paris right away, and then Be'emes Kedin, she's taking Kedin. So once he writes the get, Be'emes, he doesn't have a right to sell the Paris. But if you hold it, you have Paris, Ad Shasasido, what? Mayakla Meymar. So the Gemara says, the Teretz is that when she comes with this get, we're going to tell her, bring a raya. We'll tell her, bring a raya. The Lukuchas will tell her, we brought these payas from the Baal. Bring a raya that you got this get. Bizmanai. Who said maybe you got the get later? Now to say, Pshan this Gemara, L'chayro, is telling in a machoikis Rachi and Taisis and Kitten Daf Yitzayin. Sugi and Kitten Daf Yitzayin over there, the Gemara explains, Gemara's done, why need have a Zaman beget? So Rabbi Yechiron says, the reason why need have a Zaman beget is because of Basa Chaysay. We're worried that someone would be able to be Mechapa Basa Chaysay, give her a get She'im Bezman after she was Bezan, and she'll say that the get was from before. And Rish Lakish says, no, the reason is Bishum Peris. That Rish Lakish says the reason is Bishum Peris, that the Isha should be able to bring a raya when she got the get. If there's a Zman in the get, the Isha should be able to bring a raya from when she got the get. And therefore, she'll be able to be mitzi it from the Lukuchas at the Baal. If the Baal sold away the Peris after she already got the get, or after he already wrote the get, she'll be able to prove from the Zman that it was really hers. The Gemara explains, Rish Lakish, my time, Eliyama Kerb Yechon. Why didn't Rish Lakish say Reb Yechon's time? We're not going to because of Znus. Rabbi Yechon, my time, I'm a Kerish Lakish. The reason why Rabbi Yechon didn't say like Rish Lakish is because he holds that the Baal gets Paris until this month on Adshas and Asino. So Rashi's Mazber. Rashi explains that the reason the Gemara's Teretz, Rashi did a Mas on Adshas Asino is, so therefore, it says Rashi, it doesn't help. This man doesn't help since the halacha is that the Baal has his chus peiris till shas asino. So even if the isha comes in with this man, it's not going to help anything. Bezdin will tell her, who said this was his man and asino? You wrote this man as his man when the Baal wrote the shtar, when the Baal wrote the get. Who said that you got it at this time? And therefore, even if you write his man, it won't help the isha anything. She won't be able to prove anything from the get. Taisis is chaylik on Rashi. And Taisis learns a different shot in the Gemara. Taisis learns, the Gemara means to say is, not that it wouldn't help, it would help. Taisis says the reason why the Gemara just saying is that there's no reason, it's not a reason to be misakin it, because since anyhow, once the Isha gets to get, the halacha is that she only loses payers from the time she gets to get. So right when she gets to get, she could go to Bezdin right away. And that they'll stop the Baal from selling the payers. They'll give her a shtar that she got that all the payers belong to her. So the Taisis learns the Gemara means to say is that there's no reason. Now Taisis over there, and the Rishonim by us, all the Rishonim bring down the Ramban, Rajba, Ram, they all bring down Shittas Rashi. And they say that Agamar is a Chayrama first, not like Rashi. Agamar comes with a whole kasha that when a get falls on the floor, the person would be able to take the get, and we should be choshish that maybe the get was only given later, and the Isha will be goyvish like a din from the Lukuchas that bought the Paris from the Baal. So you see that the Gemara, and the Gemara's Teretz of Icy Raya, say the Rishonim, it's just a special Teretz over here that since there was an Afila, so the Lukuchas will say Icy Raya. But it sounds like from the Gemara's not coming along and saying that you can never be goyvish with a get. It sounds like the Gemara assumed that a Zman and a get would be a good Zman to go and be goyvish from the Lukuchas. And the Rishonim ask, Lefi their Mahalach, have they learned the Sugya, that normally you could be gave a get. Just this reason, the Gemara's Teretz of Icy Raya just is that when you're going to go to be gave, the Lukuchas will say, Icy Raya, since the Shtar fell, they'll say, oh, there was a race in the field, so bring me a Raya. So the Rishonim say that, ask that, what do you mean, what happens if they, who said the Lukuchas is always going to know that it fell? Maybe she'll go to a different Bezdin and be gave from Lukuchas. Maybe she'll wait 10 years and then she'll go and take away from Lukuchas. Who said we're going to remember? So the Rishonim say that the reason is because it can be Yatzah Kol. Either since you give it back idea of Bezdin, it's Yatzah Kol idea of Bezdin or Metzia itself. The fact that you found the get itself has a Kol, and therefore we're not worried. Just like by any get in a bum of Dinas Hayam, the halacha is you can give the get later. We're not worried that the get's going to be given later. We're not worried if all these chashashas. The reason is the Gemara says this is a Kol. Mar Gittin. So therefore, said the Rishonim speak out that's why over here we're not worried. That's why the Gemara's Teretz of Icy Raya's Maspik over here, because we're not worried since it's a coil. There's a coil. They're giving it back to Bezdin. And the Rishonim asks, so Im Kain, how could we be kaisiv of a get leish after pishein ish leimai? How could lechatchila we go and be kaisiv of a get? Why are we not worried? Why aren't we worried that the Baal is going to give the get only later, and it's going to be mafsal kuchash like it then. So on that Rishonim answer, there's a svara that the Gemara in Gittin says of daf yizayin and beis loy makdim inish pronosel anafshi. A person doesn't usually write a get early. The person's not planning giving get right away. He doesn't write a get. a person only writes a get when he's planning on giving it right away, and therefore we're not choshesh. That's why Chazal don't have any problem to allow to go write a get, to allow to go write a get, even without the isha, because we assume that's going to be given over right away. And they say another Rashi, not like Rashi, the Gemara goes on and asks a kasha, ma'ishta mishtar choiv. If the Gemara over here means icy raya, that you're always going to always say icy raya, the Gemara means that all over every single get is icy raya. So what's a kasha from shtar chayiv? By shtar chayiv, that's posh, that's not halacha. So therefore, the Rishonim say that l'charet buchach from the Gemara's kasha shtar chayiv. The Gemara is saying a special svar by nefilo. That by nefilo, Gemara is asking, but by regular shtar chayiv, why over there don't we have the same eitzah of icy raya? Now, if you look in the Ritva by us learns like Rashi. He's very strongly machzik pshitas Rashi. He says that it's posh that the Gemara over here has to mean that you never ever gave it with a get. You can't be gave a payers with a get. If you hold out chasasina, you can't be gave payers for the get. But he's bothered by the Rishonim's problem. He says, Vade, we were always chayshish, that maybe it's going to be yishtaka koil. Maybe we're going to forget about the koil. How can you give it back and be stoimechet? The Lukuchas are going to remember the koil, that the koil was yaitzah. He doesn't like this mahalach of the Rishonim. And he says that also that Halach of Kaisvin, he says, Loi Maktim is a nice svara. He says, svara that Gemara uses in Gittin Daf Yitzayim, like, I'll be the svara, b'chash pas ha-choysay. Wherever there is, nus is loi shchiach anyhow. But if you have an emes of chash, that someone's going to be tired of shalai kedin, we don't find such a thing, says the Ritva. We never find such a halacha that you could be saimach on such a thing. We'll chashish for everything. And therefore he says, it's posh that if the halacha would be that you would be able to be tired with the get, would be saimach on this man of the get, and like Yerushalayim holds, like Tesis holds, it would be posh that you wouldn't be able to be kaisiv get leish. He says, the whole svar of Le Maktim is only a svar that the Gemara uses for basa chaisiv. Now in this time of the Ritva, is very negeah to understand pshan our Tesis. Tesis by us, also bothered by the Yerushalayim's kasha. But how can you chatchila be kaisiv get leish? So Tesis explains that, Tesis says a teretz, that the whole svar that the Gemara and Dafya Bezim and Bezim was worried about being kaisiv get leish by shtar chayiv, that you shouldn't be able to be kaisiv shtar chayiv the loiva when the mal was not there, was only by alva, bisman the yosef and sinna yosef. Mashengim by a get that you give it for hesia, you need edim esira. So over there it says Tesis, a koil will be yaitza right away that it was muktam. When you give the get, everyone's going to know that it was muktam. Everyone's going to know that this mana get is not at the same time as the gerushin, and therefore we're not worried that you're going to be tired for kukas. So Tesis then goes and asks, what's with basa chaysay? The chayr, if it's a chashah basa chaysay, where she was bezana, he's going to give her a get with the earlier zman. So it says Tesis over there, he'll do it betzina. He's trying to save his basa chaysay, he's trying to save her from getting killed. He'll do it betzina. So what's the answer to over there? And that Tesis answers, loy makdim inish peronis lanafshe. So Tesis and Gittin Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, Tesis has the same nidun over there. Tesis de Ramasal Ad Shasasino. And the Achreinim, the Ramshif, says that L'chayr, once Tesis goes on to his teretz of Lemaktivinish Pranasal and Afshay, L'chayr, we don't need the first teretz. We don't need the whole idea of Koil. And he says, Enechadami, once Tesis says the teretz of Lemaktivinish Pranasal and Afshay, says, I am Rishainim, Vor and the Rishainim and Eretz. So you also, the Omavor, that the answer why we're not Chayshish, the Baal is going to give the get after, a later time, why you can be Chayshish of Gedla Ish, and we're not worried that he's going to give it later, is because of Lemaktiv and Ishpranasal and Afshay. So we don't need the whole Svar of Koil, L'chayr, you don't need once Tesis comes to this Svar of Lemaktish and Ishpranasal and Afshay. But if you look at the Pnei Yeshua over there, Pnei Yeshua doesn't want to learn this way. The Pnei Yeshua says that no, Tesis Teretz only answers, is only a Teretz on basa chayse. The Pnei Yeshua explains it because by peiros v'chayshish that lechatchila the Baal did it k'day to be tarif the lukuchas, to be able to make this kunya, to sell it to the lukuchas, and then take it back, and then let the isha be tarif from them and split the money with the isha. Hashem basa chayse, the case of basa chayse was that she wasn't yet mezana. He's not doing the chashash basa chayse is not that he's going to write a get k'day that she should be able to be mezana. Chashash is that once she's mezana, he's going to give a get. That means he had already written the get before, and then she happened to be mezana. So of that Tesis says, we're not chayshish for such a thing. We're not chayshish that someone's going to write again, not give it right away. The whole chash of basa chaysay over here is only if the person happens so to write a get, and then afterwards his wife was mezana. So therefore, it says to Pnei Yeshua, Tesis teretz of Lemaktim is only a teretz on basa chaysay, it's not a teretz on peretz. But the Ritva, we have a different psham Tesis. The Ritva says that the whole teretz of Lemaktim is only on the chash basa chaysay, which is loishchiach. Ayin Shem, he says, other svaras. So the Fida Ritzvah, it's Pasha, that Tesis didn't want to use the Svar of Le Maktim, Magabi Peiris. Gabi Peiris, Taisa says a new Svara. A new Svara, Taisa says, the other Rishayim don't say, Taisa says a new Svara, that there's a chshat, there's an Indian of Koyim. Now, what remains shver on Shittas Rashi and the Ritva, Shittas Rashi and the Ritva, that the Pshan Gemara is that I see Raya doesn't mean Dafka over here because of the Nefila, and they don't have to come onto the Deichag Rishayim that we're going to always hear, we're going to always be aware of the fact that there's a Nefila. This is a Koil. They learn the Gemara's Tarot says I see Raya, it's saying that you don't use Vechlal, the Get, as a Raya. It's a little bit of a Deichag. After the Shayim bothered that L'chayro, why in the middle of Bamatzia Daf test, we have to find out that you can't be Gevel with a Get. Every single get that's halacha, the Gemara doesn't have to discuss it over here. It sounds like there's a special din over here, but that's how the Ritva learns. That's what Rashi is going to have to learn. That the Gemara's Tarot of Icy Raya is by every get's like that. Nothing to do with the Nefila. The Gemara means to say that every single get that you come to try to be gaver with, Lukucha say Icy Raya. You can't prove anything from this mana get. And what remains shver on them is what's the Gemara's Kasha Maish to Mishtar Chayiv, like Yushainim bring the Raya. Sarachian. Unless you say maybe this is the Kavanah of the Ritva, they don't hold it. It's the whole Gemara. The Rishayim speak out. This whole Kasha Maishlo Mishtar Chayv is Reb Yudai Goin. It's not part of the Etzem Gemara. It's not Midibar Gemara. That Rashi and the Ritva will have to say it. This Gemara, this Kasha Maishlo Mishtar Chayv, they'll have to argue on this Kasha. They'll have to go not like this Kasha. Sarachian, Rashi explains it. Sounds like Rashi holds of it. Sarachian, how are they going to learn this Kasha of Maishlo Mishtar Chayv with the Gemara's Tarot? The Ramban over here in the sugya brings a machlekes rishonim. What's the halacha if someone writes a get with the right man and he doesn't end up giving it till later? What's the halacha if you don't end up giving the get till later? So it ends up that the shas and the sina is not the proper zman. The zman is earlier. So the Ramban brings that the pshitas haravid. The ravid holds in parak beis of machzkerish and the ravid paskins that it's pasul get. And the Rambam over there is machsher and the ravid's masik. He brings a machlekes Rambam and ravid. The Ravid says it's a get muktim. Same way if someone, it's a first in the Mishnah of the Adaf Yitzayin, if you write, if you originally write this man earlier than this man aksiva, the halacha is a get's puzzle. So then if you give it a get and this man is earlier, even though when you wrote it was a good get, once you end up giving it, it's a puzzle get. And the Ramban says, he holds like the Rambam that it's kosher. He says, since there's a svar of lemaktivinish paratzel and afshe, so it's a leshchiach echatibtsa, and the Chazal didn't passel it, and he says, even though Shtari Chayiv is also Loishchiach, that a person shouldn't give it right away. Afal Pikein says the Ramban, since the Etzem Shtar Chayiv was made the Tirfa, so if it's the wrong Zman, Chazal passel the Shtar. Hashengin get, the Iker get is for, that the get should be Chal, that she should make a Gerushin. The Iker get is not to be Tayr of Peiris. The fact that it could come out of Sa'id Tilko of Peiris is not a reason to passel a get, since anyhow the whole Chashash is Loishchiach. So therefore, says the Ramban, it's poshut that the get remains kosher like the Shittas HaRambam, not like the Raavad. Now, the Meluim in Simon Kufchav Zayin, Tzvkot Neches, he asks that what happened in our sugya. The Gemara is all busy with payers. One thing Gemara asks that L'chayra, we found the get on the floor. We should be choshish that the get's a get puzzle. The get is a get puzzle. If it's not true what the Baal is saying that he had already given the get, and we're just going to be samech on the fact that we're giving the get now, but that's what it seems like in the sugi before, that we're being samech on giving the get right now. So, astav the muluim, v'chayr lefid arayvah, the get's a get puzzle. So he brings, that the beis shmuel, and simon kuf nun gimel, sifkat and beis, says that in a chalam, you have to give it ayde shliach, which that halach is, you can give a get that's this acher, if you give it ayde shliach is a koil, it's seder. Or he says that maybe over here, l'gabi this psul, we believe the baal. Even though we don't believe the baal, that the issue is already Mugureshes, like we said in last year, about not nemen to say Yerashti l'mafreya, but l'gabi the chashtra bonon of a shtar me'ocher, maybe l'gabi that, we can, now anyhow, mid-derayse it gets kosher. Question just is that maybe if the Baal was lying and it wasn't given before, maybe when he gives it now, it's going to be possible mid-derabonon, maybe l'gabi that, we can believe the Baal. So the Adim Luam says a different mahalach. He says that l'gabi the chashash peiris, he says that we have the Gemara's Teretz. That we're not worried about Peiris because of Icy Raya, because there's a race in a Filo, like you're showing him in the Gemara, there's a race in a Filo, and they're going to say Icy Raya. So there's no reason to passel this get because of Peiris. Since Ashtar Shanofal doesn't have a Psul, says Avimun, because we have the answer on Peiris. And once we have the answer on Peiris, so it's not going to be puzzled, the get won't be puzzled either. Because the whole reason why the get's puzzled is because of Peiris. And you look at the Teres Chaim also speaks this out. He says that why are we not worried about the Gufa get? And he says the reason is because the Gemara's answer on Peiris means that there's no chash peiris, so there's no reason to passel this get muktum. Hope so of get muktum is because of peiris. Once we take care of the problem of peiris, so it's peseder, we don't have the problem. Because we have but shtar shenofal, you don't have a problem peiris, you can't be graven with the shtar shenofal. And Rav Mum speaks out, what happened to pasach chosei? So Ayin Shom over there, he has a richas that maybe bechlal, we don't passel get, feed the rival cheetah that when you give a get later, bechlal doesn't come in, pasach chosei doesn't, it's not a reason bechlal to passel. And he says, even if you say not like what he's saying, in this case it's pasha, it's not negev b'chal basach chaysay. Because when you find a get on the floor, Benkach, Bezim would not be able to kill her. If she was Mizana before, and we find this get with the earlier Zman, Bezim would have an emes suffix that maybe this get was given to her before. And therefore Bezim would not be able to go and kill her anyhow before the whole, whether we give back the get or we don't give back the get. Finding a get on the floor with his man Muktim, and we don't know if it fell from the Isha, says that the womb, that would be enough, that we wouldn't be able to kill the Isha anyhow. So therefore there's no reason now that we should pass it again and not let him give it back to the Isha and not let her be Mugureshtis with Shumbasa Chaisei, because anyhow we wouldn't be able to kill her. So therefore says Dav Nebuim that in this Eichat Timtza there's no problem. Maskanas Gemara, after the Gemara's Teretz, there's no problem with Peretz. And Basa Chaisei says, Beikach you don't have over here. And therefore says Dav Nebuim, that's the reason why over here it's Kosher. You don't have to say like the Beis Shmuel that it's talking about when you gave it Aydei Shliach, or it is a special that we believe the Baal Gabi to drop on him. There's another nice over here, important nice of the Gabi, the whole Perek, is the famous Shittas HaRambam. Last Rambam, Hilchos Gzeilo V'Aveidah, the Rambam says that even though there's Halacha of Lo Yachzer, if you give it back, the Halacha is you can be Gaiva with it. The whole din of all the races and the filos all create only a din that you shouldn't give it back. But once you give it back, and now the Malva has a Shtar B'Yaldeh, the Halacha is you can be Gaiva. So the Ran, and after Gimel and Beis, and the Baal Trumis, and Shar Nun Beis, Chedek Aleph, they both ask in the Rambam from Aragamara. Aragamara comes along and says that when you give back the get, the halacha is, we'll tell the person, I see Raya. We'll tell the Isha. Mara says that even if you give back the get, the Lukukus will all tell her, I see Raya. Ask the Rishayim, what do you mean? How can you say, I see Raya? Once he gets it back, there's no race in the fila. It shouldn't be the halacha. You shouldn't be able to say, I see Raya. Once the Isha gets the get back, biyada, so then she could use the get like a regular get. The whole race in the fila was only Kol Zman, it was on the floor. But once you give it back the get, she should be able to be given. And I am the Raj, but after you base of a base, he says, he also when he discusses the Ram, he says, I am the Kamon in the Sugya of Get Isha, it's a Chayr Muchna, like the Rambam. Chayr means to ask this Kasha also. That if we learn the Sugya, like the Rishayim will learn, not like Rashi and the Ritva, Chayr, it's the first in our Gemara, that even after you give it back, still, the race to Nefila, still here, as long as the Rishayim explains, his Gekoyl goes out, and everyone knows about the race, the Nefila, so they wouldn't be able to be given with it, this is the race to the Nefila. So Chayr, it's the first, that even after you give it back, we still down with the race to the Nefila. And in the Sivis, in Simon Samachais of Kotno Chafei, he says that even the Rambam Shita, that when you give back a shtar, the halach is you can be gave, that's only, Kozman didn't come to Bezdin. Once Bezdin saw it, and Bezdin saw that the shtar is a shtar puzzle, the shtar was a fila, has a reisa, and with chesha on the shtar, once Bezdin already saw the shtar, then even after you give it back, it's still going to have that din of the reisa than a fila. And he adds that not only over here did Bezdin see it, but the only way she got it back was Ayidei Bezdin. He says when Bezdin gives it back with what Bezdin sees the shtar. So when you stam give it back, now she's holding the shtar. So you can look at the shtar. But when Bezdin gives back the shtar, says in the Sivis, he's betzayin to a rush in Ksubis that a tfisa idei Bezdin doesn't work. Something that Bezdin gave back, it works with how Bezdin saw the shtar before they gave it back. And therefore, says to the Sivis over here, the rabbi will be moide. First of all, because it already came to Bezdin. And secondly, because Bezdin gave it back. So therefore, it's different than a regular case with someone that found the shtar just gives it back to the malva. The Tumim, it's Simon Samaches, Kotna Chavches, says a big yisoy to answer the Rambam. He says that the alumnus of the Rambam is that once you get back the shtar, so therefore, a shtar via malva, we have to look b'ches kasei. So says the Tumim, that's only the gabi, the ikir din of the shtar. This is halacha that when you're holding a shtar, even though there's a race in a filo, but when you're holding a shtar, we have to look at it. Because Kasai, how with all the dinim and we're not allowed to make figures on the star, it's only the guy with the ikr meduber from the star. So Bishleimi says by a star alva, the ikr nice of the star is the gabe to be tired from the kuchas. That's the ikr nice of the star. So therefore, once you give back the malve, the star, so since the malve is holding the star, the Rambam holds, you have to look at the star because Kasai, you have to look at it as a good star. So Mashiach in a get, the ikr din of the get is just that she's Mugureshas. One thing that she's Mugureshas. So therefore he says, Gabi them, push it. We look at it because custom. We don't look at the race in the filo. But when you want to look, Gabi's side rise of this mana get Gabi Paris, And that says the tomb that we could remain with the raises and the filah, and we could say I see Raya. The whole din of the Rambam that we look at a shtar b'cheskasa is only legabi the kufa shtar. So says the tomb that lehepach the Rambam brings him a car to shita from Arsugya. He says Mr. Rambam didn't like Rabbi Doigen's teretz's kasha. Rabbi Doigen, we said that the Gemara's kasha ma'ishtar mishtar chayv is Rabbi Doigen's kasha, and he says the teretz that by mishtar chayv it's different because the people will say that over there the reason why they gave it back was Kufa to be tired from Lakuchas. So Shver Teretz, he didn't like the Teretz. So therefore says the Tumim, the Rambam had a different Teretz to the Kasha, to Rabbi Yudoyga's Kasha. He said the answer is, because of this Tumim, he said the answer is, because Ba'ishtar Choy, once we give it back to him, and he's holding it Yada, he has a Cheska Shtar, it's Lagabi to be gave for Lakuchas. Masha'en Kain, by a get, even after we give it back, we don't have to have the Cheska Shtar, it's Lagabi the Paris, Lagabi the Zmanav, Lagabi the Paris. They didn't, when we look at the Shtar B'cheskasa, it could be just the Gabi Gerushin and not more than that. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings a Braisa, the Gabi Shtar Shichur. Over there also, the Gemara says that Zman Sha'arab Moideh, even if we found the Shtar Shichur on the floor, you could give it back. So the Gemara is a Kasha, L'chayra, maybe they wrote the Shtar Shichur B'nisa, and they didn't end up giving it till Tishrei. And meanwhile, the Chasim, that the Eben was Kaineh, the Rab may be sold. Which since he didn't give the get till Nisan, till Tishrei, so therefore from anything from Nisan to Tishrei, he sold Kedin. And then afterwards, when we give back the Shtar Shichur to the Eved will come and be Moitzi, all the stuff that the rabbi sold to people, and say that I was ready Meshuchar before. So the Gemara says the same Teretz that the Gemara says by get, that we're going to say, I see Raya, Emes, Mata, Shtar Shichur, Liyotcha. So the Rajba and the Ritva both speak out. The Gemara could have asked also a different question. The Gemara asks that the stuff that the Eved was kainah, the Rav sold. The Gemara could have asked that maybe the Rav sold the Eved himself. And then when you bring the Shtar, the Eved's going to show that he was already Meshuchar from before. So Kivegir explains this Rashi and the Ritva. He says that Be'emes, Eved, even if the Rav's not Moedah, once you find the Shtar Shichur on the floor with his man Mikaidim, the Eved could tell the second other in the Lekeach that bought it, he could say anyhow that I'm a Shichur, and he'll win. It's a Suffolk. Once you find the Shtar on the floor, even whether or not the Baal Rav, we say Yachzer or Lo Yachzer, it's anyhow going to be a Suffolk. So what do the Rishonim mean that we shouldn't give it back because of this problem? Even if we don't give it back, the Lekeach is not going to be able to take the Eved. The Eved will say, I'm a Shukr. I'm Uchzik Ba'atzmin, I'm a Shukr. How can you go and make me work for you? I want to say I was a Shukr already from before, even if we don't give it back. So says Reb Kivega Ein Echanam. And the Kasha is just that we shouldn't give it back, because if we give it back, then the Lekeach won't try to bring rice. If we don't give it back, so Eved will come and say he's a Shukr. He says, found the star on the floor. He'll try to bring rice and proofs. Whether or not the Eved got the get yet, or he only got it later on in Tishrei, and that the Gemara answer is that even when we give it back, if there's a lekeach here, he'll anyhow go and try to prove. He'll know that we gave it back out in a field. He'll say I see right. That will be the Gemara's teretz, says Reb Kivegir. So the Gemara is the feed of Rashi. What the Rashi means is that the Gemara could have asked that we shouldn't give it back because we want that the lekeach, someone that will buy this Eved, should be aware of the fact that he could go and try to bring rice. He shouldn't think that Beis Din already assumed that the Eved was ready Meshuchar from before. And that the Gemara answers that he'll never think that Beis Din assumed that. He'll anyhow say, I see right. And Kivegi says that this chash we already see in the Sugya of Shaivar. The Gemara in the Yitessa and Beis, we'll see later on. The Gemara on the bottom of Yitessa and Beis, the Gemara says that the Gemara is a nice whether or not to give back a Shaivar. Says of Kivegi, once you find a Shaivar on the floor, you can't be gave anymore. You can't use a shtar. Whether we give it back or don't give it back, we give back the shaver to the baal. We don't give back the shaver. The isha cannot be gave her ksuba, and anyone that she sold her ksuba to will not be able to be gave me something anyhow. So obviously, the whole reason why it's lo yachzer is just that they should be aware that they could prove, they could try to bring proofs that the ksuba wasn't nimcha, wasn't paid up, and therefore says Rukvega, that's the pshat over here in the Rajva and the Ritva. We'll see later on when we get to the sugi of shaver, maybe a different mahalach in this Rajva and this Ritva. And there's a kasha on the Shitas HaRosh and the Torah. The Machaikas Rishonim had a paskin. Do we paskin like Abaya or do we pass like Rav Asi? The Riff and the Rambam, they both pass like Rav Asi, that we don't hold of Eidav Chesumim Zachanoi, but the Rosh and the Tor, we pass like Abaya Eidav Chesumim Zachanoi. So there's a Kasha, the Achreinim own this Kasha on the Rosh and the Tor. How can they bring down, they both bring this Gemara. They bring this Gemara, and the Gemara spoke out the Feirish that if you hold Chesu La'eved, she eats Tachas Rabbi L'Cheiris, if we hold that it's a schusu la'eved, so then l'chayra, if you hold eidav chesubim zachanoi, so there's no problem, there's no chash. So why did Rishayna bring that we say I see raya l'chayra, as long if the rab right now is being made to give it back, so it's matal yadi the b'seif. We have eidav chesubim zachanoi the mafreya, and the gerish the shtar shichur is already chal mafreya. So why did the rush and the tour bring down our gemara's teretz of I see raya imas matal shtar shichur liyotcha? The Chayim own this kasha in this. If you look in the Shach at Simen Samachay, Oislam Gimel, he says in the Rosh, it's more mistaver to say that he's just being matik losh on a riff. Darker shall a Rosh, and the Rosh doesn't hold of it. But he says that maybe in the Torah, it's the first, not like this. The Torah brings down the Maisa, Paskins the Halacha, the Maisa, that you say I see Raya. So he says that maybe the Torah holds that the Gemara was just speaking out that we could learn this way, but the Maisa, the Maskana, in a chanami, there's no din of eidav chesubim zachon like the gabe this. But he says that the ikar shtar shichur is written just that there should be a shtar shichur. Whether it's not made to be tayrif, it's not ikar made to be tayrif. So therefore, says the shach. Therefore, the ma'aser, there's no din of eidav chesubim zachon like pashas the shach. As far as going, if you taste on that chaf, that it's only a drabbanon. The din of eidav chesubim zachon is a drabbanon. It was only said by a shtar that's ikri for tirfa. So we want that the man of the shtar should go with the shtar, because that's what the ikri shtar is made for. So therefore we say eidav chesubim zachanoi. Mashenge, when the ikri shtar is just made to be meshachar the eved, it's not ikri made to be tirif. It's not ikri to prove when the shikra happened, to be able to be tirif the nechasim that the oven sold. So therefore says the shach of a deer, the maestro, there is no din of eidav chesubim zachanoi. And I was just saying that we could learn like that. We could answer the pshat in this price, so with the lomnas of eidav chesubim zachaloi, but the maskana, the Rosh and the Torah hold that there's no din of eidav chesubim zachaloi by shtar shichur, because since the ikar shtar is anyhow only to be meshachar the eved. Now the similar kasha is in the next sugya. The next sugya, the Gemara goes on, Lagabi, the Indian of the Gemara brings a price, that you can't give back, that you don't give back, al pi shneim moedim, you don't give back that the koyis and matonis. And the Gemara explains the Brice. The reason why you don't give back a matono is because we're scared that maybe he wrote the shtar and he didn't end up giving it. And meanwhile, he gave a matono to someone else. And now he's being moited to give the shtar to this second makabel matono. And this man of shtar is going to be before the one that he really gave the matono for. And he's going to take it away, like he did. So Taisus and the Veramas, and the Yitetzim and Beis, Taisus and Veramas, Brice, Taisus explains that this chash is not like a bayit. And the Fiat Bayi, we're going to have to learn a different pshat. He says we're going to have to learn like Rav Zvid, that's talking about that the person died and it's his son. But the Fiat Bayi, the whole Eidav Chesubim Zachanoi, he says Tosfos that we don't have this Eitzah. We don't have the Eitzah to say that there's a chashash, because if he write, the Maaser wants to give it now. So you have an Eidav Chesubim Zachanoi and the Mafreya, and the Emes gets the Matano from this man of the Shtar. So we hear also the Achreinim and his Kasha that the Torah brings this halacha, the Rosh and the Torah bring down this teretz that you don't give back a shtar matana. L'chayra, if they hold eidav chesubim zachaloi, why don't you give it back? So there's a pnei yeshua ayin, the pnei yeshua. Pnei yeshua says al pishitas harif. We'll see later on in the sugya and daf chaf. There's a shitas harif that you don't always say eidav chesubim zachaloi. Not like Taisvis, you only say eidav chesubim zachaloi by a shibud. By two matanas, you can't say eidav chesubim zachaloi. We'll see about this svara later on in daf chaf. Ayin Shom in the Pnei Yeshua. But there's another Mahalach with the Tumim and Simen Samachais, Kadna Chavtal, it says, Al Pi Yashit over here, there's a Gilyan over here, that's Ma'ir on Taisis, that L'Chair, even if he abayit as a Chshash, because the Didav Eidav HaChesubim Zachaloid is only Zeiche from the end of the day. Maybe we should be Chayshish that he wrote the Shtar on let's say, Chaf Sivon, and then afterwards he wrote the Shtar to someone else on that same day. And therefore, and he was moist to the star, and the Eidav Chesubim Zachaloi is only for Seif Hayayim. So the Gilyan is Ma'ir this on Taisis. Why is Taisis saying, L'fi Abayo, the Eidav Chesubim Zachaloi, maybe we should be worried that day itself he gave it to someone else before him. And the Eidim Chasuvim Zachar is only Zeichen Misefa Yoin. And really, this person was Zeichen in the Tchidas Hayoin. The real Matkam Tana was Zeichen in Tchidas Hayoin. And now they're going to come with the stars at the same time. And they're going to split up the Karka. So she just says that we're not Chayshish for Bay Bayoin. We're not Chayshish for Bay Bayoin. But says the Tumah, maybe the Rosh argues. Maybe the Rosh and the Tor argue on Taisis. And they all, they are Chayshish Bay Bayoin. So therefore, even the Fiat Baya, the Eidim Chasuvim Zachar, says the Tumim, you could also have the Chash of Taisis. You could also have the Chash. But the Gemara says, not like Tosfos. The Gemara says another pshat in the din that you don't give back. Rabbi Zvid says that what a very good, you have a nice teretz pshat in a matana, but what's with daita kois? What's with the matna shchemira? So Rabbi Zvid explains that the reason why you don't give back a matna shchemira is he's talking about that the person already died. And now his son is being made there that his father gave this matna shchemira. And the reason why we don't give it back is that we're chayshish, that maybe the son himself gave this matana. The father never ended up giving this matna shchemira. He wrote the shtar, he never ended up giving it. And now the son gave a matana to someone else. And now he has charota. He wants it to go to the first person. And now he's being made there that his father gave this matna shchemira. Really, his father never ended up giving it. So Taisis in the Ramaschul Basar says that L'chari could have said a divrei chashash. He could have said that his father, we don't have to say that the son gave a matana. We could say that maybe the father gave a matna shchemira beforehand to someone else. Before this person to someone else. And then he wrote this person's matna shchemira. He didn't end up giving it. So therefore, it says Taisus Bidina would go to the first person. But now, if we give back this matna shchemira, if we believe the son that the father ended up giving this matna shchemira, so it's going to be a chazara from the first one, and we're going to give it to the second one and not to the first one. Shalaykidin. That Taisus Aara. Why does the Gemara have to say that we have to be worried about the son's matana? Maybe we should be worried that the father gave a matna shchemira before this one. So all the achrayim in the shita of kabetzes, b'shem the shita already said is ma'ir this taina. Pnei Shua, Nachas David, the Rishash, they all say that l'chayr yesh la'ayin and tais is kasha. But l'chayr, it's very possible to say a svara that even though he didn't end up giving the second matana, but once he goes and he writes the first matana, he obviously had das then to give it to this person. So therefore, says the achrayim that. That itself will be a chazara from that matana. And that person wouldn't end up getting it. So even if he didn't end up giving to this person, it went over to his yarshim, and now the yarshim are being moided, the son's being moided, that he got the matna shchivara. So we don't have anything to worry about. We don't have to worry about the matanas that he gave before this matna shchivara. Because even if he didn't end up giving this matna shchivara, still, the ksiva itself, just writing it, is a chazara from the first one. If you look in the Muki Yosef, it's in Daf Kuflam, and hey, in Baba Basra, it's also Mashmah, he holds like these achrayim, that the ksiva itself would be a chazara, even if you don't end up giving it, is a chazara from all the first matna shchemiras. Or Sameach, in Tzchiyah Matana, Perek Tes, Halach Chavtal, is also done with this halach. What's the halach in this case? He has a suffix. What's the halach in this case that you gave a matna shchemira, and then you wrote a matna shchemira to somebody, you didn't end up giving it. And he brings a raya from Eretesis, and he's mazir. What's the pshah in Eretesis? He explains as far about Eretesis is that the whole, every time someone gives a chazara, someone gives a second matana, the reason why we assume he's chayzer, he's only chayzer because he wanted to give this matana to someone else. And he's only chayzer if he ends up that the matana goes to that person. He doesn't stop wanting to be chayzer from the first person. He decided he wants to give it to the second person, but it's only, his das is only if he ends up giving it to the second person, he doesn't want to go to give it to the first person. Mashiach, if he didn't end up giving it to the second person, so it's not a chazara b'chal from the first person. Alright, Shami brings a smach from a Yishalmi to Shitas Taisis. Upon him, that seems to be a machaikis taisis and mukiyasif daf kuflam and hey, all the achrayim tainted this on taisis. That l'chayr is a strong svar to say that once you write it, maybe that itself will be a chazara and therefore taisis kasha will be beturts. And there's a famous Ran in Eretz Sugya. The Ran, the Chedusha Ran in Eretz Sugya, he assumes that la locha, the reason why we don't give back shtari chayiv, a regular shtar chayiv, is because of a chashash parayin and l'knunya. We're not worried about kosas vilvis v'loy lava, even though we don't pass them like Abaya, we don't know the Eidah v'chasuvim zachaloi. Still, we're not chayshish for kosas vilvis v'loy lava. Why? Because he says, we hold the svara that the Gemara brings in Daf Yigimel b'shem Abaya, that we don't hold of ikri v'kosav. Since the halacha is that a regular shtar that's not a shtar, no, we hold in kosas v'loy v'elm kemal v'imoy. Rav Asi hold, you can only write a shtar, no. A regular shtar, the halacha is, you can't write. So we're not chayshish that what happened was, it was ikri v'kosav. And the whole reason why we don't give back a shtar is because we're chayish l'parayin l'knunya. Even by chayim maide, we're chayish l'parayin l'knunya. That's a mash from all the sukkahs over here. The chashash always is a chashash knunya. So ask the Ran, Im Kain, how be'emes are you allowed to write a shtar l'moicher when it's ein alikeach imoy? And the Ran assumes that Allah is, you can write a shtar l'moicher after pish ein alikeach imoy. And he says, Elamai, you can tell me, no, that the whole din, that you can be moich, the whole mission that says, that you can be kaiser shtar l'moicher, she ein alikeach imoy, is talking about a shtar k'no. So then it's shvera sugya, what's a chshash b'chlal? Why can't you give back a shtar matana? If you're not allowed to write a shtar mecher or a shtar matana, calls man that the makabel's not here, so then l'chayr, what's the chshash? We're not chayshish v'ikri v'kosav. So the Ran says, a chiddush, that we're not chayshish that a person wrote a shtar. It says, a chshash over here would have to be that a person wrote the shtar, he's ben chayzer, and he decides to give it to someone else. And then he decides he doesn't want to give it to that person, and he wants to give it to the second person. That would be the knunya that would be chayshish for here. That you kaisiv it l'moicher al pishen l'keach imoy. You kaisiv it for the nesim atona al pishen l'keach imoy. And then he decided to go sell it off to someone else. And then he afterwards decided, oh, he wants to give it to the original person. So it says the Ran, it's a very rochitik chshash. And therefore, l'chatchila, in the etzim ksiva, even though we're normally chosh for a lot of chshashes, says the Ran, this rochitik chshash, we're not chosh for it. We allow the person to write it, we're not chosh, this is what's going to occur. And he says, Elamai, you'll tell me that, no, maybe something else will happen. Maybe the person will be Meshabed the Sod. He'll borrow money from someone, and then this Sod will become a Shubid. And now he's going to give the Shtar, which really it belonged to him, the Sod at this point, and then he's going to give over the Shtar late. And therefore, the person, the Baal Chay, won't be able to be Tarif. Because the Lekeach, or the Mekal Matana will tell him that he already bought it before the Alva. And really, the Alva was before the Mekach. He only gave over the Shtar later. He says to Ran, we're not worried about this, because this is not Mamish Gzela. The worst thing that's going to happen is that someone won't be able to be tayrif his chayiv from this sada. To go and be tayrif shalaykadin, that's exactly taking away some of the sada shalaykadin. But just to be worried that someone's not going to be able to be gave a chayiv, says the Ran, we're not worried about that. That's not such a big deal, we're not worried about that. And the Maga Mishnah is Bedaik, and the Rambam, the Ram also seems to hold this halacha. The Ram and the end of Hilchos Mechira, the Ram also seems to hold this halacha that you can be kaisiv shtar l'moicher. He brings out the latter Rishonim that argue, he brings the Ramban, Rashi, all argue, and he says he doesn't understand Pshan and the Rambam. What's a Pshan and the Rambam? Why shouldn't you be Choshesh? Why should you not be Choshesh for these Choshes? And you see the Ran answers the Kasha, the Ran shows the Makar, the Ran explains the Kasha from Arsugya, and the Ran explains it then. See the Ran, it's very very good, the Shittas HaRambam, the Ram seems to also like the Ran, that the Halacha is, you can be, the Halacha is that you're allowed to be Kaisav Shtar L'Moicha Af Pishen L'Keach Imoy, we're not worried for this Choshesh. And the Ran goes on, he says, Lefizeh, it's also a very good shaver. If you look Tesis in the Vermas of Matzah, Tesis is Kasha, how can you write a shaver? Why, how can you write a shaver to Le'isha, Abel Bishayin, Abal Ima, or write a shaver for a Leve? Even though the Malva is not there, we should be Chesh, maybe you can write the shaver with this man. And then only give it later. And you only give it later. Then there's going to be a problem. You're going to be Tayrif. If you sell the Chayiv, if the Malva sells the Chayiv, he'll be able to prove, the Leve will be able to prove that he already paid up the Chayiv before. Like the Gemara says later on by the Isha B'Ktubah, so we'll see the Gemara later on by Shaver. And the Ran says you can't say that the Gemara is the Terutzim will Gufa be like the Gemara answers over there, that the Gemara says like Shmamidah B'Dishmuel or Shaver B'Zmani Tarif. But he says B'Sabaya has one territory over there of Hachamai Eskinim Shtaksuva Yetzim B'Tachas Yadah. Says the Ran, that doesn't answer how you're allowed to write every Shaver. It's a nice territory for this case, why we give it back. But it's not a territory, it's a Kimta on the case over here, why you give it back. It's not going to explain the Halacha why you're allowed to write the Shaver. And Taisa is kasha with this kasha. And Taisa says that maybe Enechanami, Lefi, the Gemara is having me, and we'll have to say that it's talking about Dafka by a Shtarak No. We'll have to say that the whole Hetter to write a Shaver is only by a Shtarak No. Says the Ran, Lefiim, it's very good. Same reason. We're not Cheshish that she wrote the Shaver, and then she went back and sold it to someone else, and then she decided to give it over to the Baal. So therefore, says the Ran, we're not Cheshish for these Cheshashes. And he says, what did I get? But get also, there's a Svar of like Makta Minish, even though after Nefila were Cheshish, says the Ran. He says the Ran, you see from Get, that also that even though in the Tchilas HaKsiva we're not worried, we assume like Makta Minish for us on Afshit to be given right away, Aval Pigeon with a Cheshash race in the Nefila, we can be Cheshish more. And the Ran brings it right, his Yisoy, that it's like by Shtar Matana, there's a Rochdik Cheshash, that we're only Cheshish for Nefila. What am I get? We find that even though with the Nefila we're Cheshish, in the Ik HaKsivas I get, we're not Cheshish outside Makdim. Obviously, Tesis, we already spoke out before, on Daf Yitessim of an Aleph, Tesis already said a different territory, why by Get we're not worried, it's of a coil. We said over from the Ritva wasn't happy with this, but upon him, the Ran Lashitas, the Ran learns that the reason why by Get you can write is outside Makdim, and Afal Pikin will Cheshish when there's a race to the Nefibah. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings a brisa that if you find a shaver, it's mancha isha maida, there's a shaver that isha wrote to say that the Baal already paid up the ksuba. So if it's mancha isha maida, halacha is, you can give it back to the Baal. So Gemara asks that, no, maybe the shaver was written before and she didn't yet give it to the Baal yet. The Baal didn't yet pay up the ksuba, she only gave it to the Baal later. And meanwhile, she sold her ksuba to someone else. She sold her ksuba that the person has the right to be given a ksuba. And now by giving back the shaver to the Baal, we're going to be mafsa this person. This person now, the Baal's going to have a shtar, a shaver biyadiv with this man from before already that he already paid up before. So the Gemara says three terutzim. Rava says, Shmamino, Isil de Shmuel, Amarich Shtachavich Veri Chazo Machamachal. Abai says, it's talking about the shtar ksuba is biyada. So it's obvious that she didn't sell the shtar ksuba. Or he says, maybe I'll tell you about the Zachaloy, Shaver is Mane Tarf. Now, in the Etzem Gemara, the question is, what would have been the halacha when Eina Isha Moida? Eina Isha Moida, the halacha is Lo Yach Zeloy Lezev Lezen. Now, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Could the Isha now go be Graver Ksuba or not? So, in Simon Kufyud, and Eben Ezra Simon Kufyud, Sikot involved, the Chalkis Machaikik, and the Beishmo, but they're also Sikot involved, they both say that the halacha is that you could be graver the ksuba. Since that we have a race in the nefilah, there's a race in the nefilah in the shaver, where in fact the shaver is not kedin, wasn't ever given over to the Baal. So therefore, if the isha, close mind the isha is not moida, we don't give it back, and therefore you could go be graver the ksuba. Which that will be the pashas agamar, and that's the gemara's kasha. How can you go give it back? By giving back the shaver, you'll stop the lekech from being graver the ksuba. Sounds like if you don't give it back, you would be able to be graver. And the child's Shuvah is Pnei Yeshua from the beginning of Shlema in the Chayshu Mishat Simen Zayin also assumes that this is the Halacha and this is the Pshah and the Gemara. If you look at the Mishkanes Yaakov in the Chayshu Mishat Simen Lam Adal, he brings that all the Paiskim Achaylik. He says that the Shitas Chalk Mechaykim Eishmo is Mamas Hashitas Yechidah, all the Paiskim Achaylik, the Sma, the Bach, the Taz, the Shach, says the Tumim, Avedis HaGershuni, everyone argues. Everyone in Chayshu Mishat argues, they all hold Pashit, that if you have a shaver on the floor, there's a suffix here, you cannot be gavi yiksuba. You cannot be gavi yiksuba. Right, we said over already earlier on in the shiur from Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger also assumed like that, and he explains, Rabbi Kiva Eger assumes that the pshat in this Gemara is that the Gemara's kasha is that we shouldn't give it back, because if we give it back, the lechuchas won't know to go and try to bring a raya. Not that it'll make any difference in din, whether you give it back or not. Either way, you can't be gavi yiksuba. And Kiva Eger uses it as a raya to explain pshat, how he learned pshat in the Rajba and the Ritva. Over there, Lagabi Shtar Shikhar, that in Echanami, the Chashash is just not that it will make any difference in Bez than whether you give it back. But you wouldn't be able to be gave it a ksuva. Whether the Baal has a shaver or the shaver's, we say loyachser on the shaver, the Isha can't be gave a ksuva, and the Lakech wouldn't be able to be gave a ksuva. The Kvegi just learns, Pshat the Gemara is Gufa, that we don't want to give it back because we're worried that the Lakuchas won't know to be able to go get a raya. They'll think from the fact Bez gave it back, must be Bez looked into it, and the Emes, it was given kedin, and Be'emes, they have no schus to be gave it a ksuba. But the Mishkas Yaakov has a different pshat in the Gemara. He brings from Rashi. He says that Rashi seems to say not like what he's saying. He brings that Rashi says that b'yachzik abal b'karka miches ksuba so shalai kedin. It sounds like that whether you give it back or not, that will be totally whether or not the Baal could hold the karka. It sounds like from Rashi that if you wouldn't give it back, the halacha is the Baal would have to pay up the karka. So he says, Ein Echanami, it's mashma from Rashi like that, but he says, Lahepach, you can bring a raya from Rashi to his din. But Rashi said, why did Rashi decide to talk about dafka karka miyuchedes l'ksubasa? So he says the reason why Rashi learned that way is because Rashi wanted to learn the Gemara Kipshutai, that there would be a nafkamina whether you give it back or not, not like a Kiveger. And therefore Rashi explained that we're talking about a karka b'yuchedes l'ksubasa, which the Mishkanes Yaakov explains, by karka b'yuchedes l'ksubasa, over there is a svar that we look at it as a shtar emel igles kegavi dami. And therefore over there, misafik, you would be able to be goyve. Just like Veshame holds shtar emel igles kegavi dami, by certain sfeikas you could be goyve. So he says over here, in this case, you would be able to be goyve, since the shtar emel igles kegavi dami, and you have a good shtar lefanenu. The suffix shaver over here wouldn't be able to be mighty, Kozman is a din of kol shtar emel igles kegavi dami. That's why he says, you see from Rashi, Davko Vekaka Mechaz Tuxubasa, but by a regular Choyi, by a regular Ksuba, by a regular Nesa Gviya, it's Pashit, not like the Chalkas Pachaykik, and not like the Beishmuel, that you would not be Gaiva, because man is a shaver on the floor. And if you look at the Tzais, it's similar to Vav, Tzikot, and Lama Zayin, he also learns similar Pshan, this Rashi, similar to the Mishkas Yaakov, he says that you would be mighty the Karkam Yadabal, Misafik, since it's Karka Michalis Liksubasin. Dafka by Karka Michalis Liksubasin. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky is Mazber, Pshat in the Chalkis Machaiki, Pshat in the Beis Shmuel. What's the Pshat Emes? The Chayr, the Achrayim are right. The Chayr is a Suffolk here. How could you be Gaivin Iksuba? So he's Mazber, that Kozman, we see a star on a Karka, and we have a Suffolk. So he says, since we don't know Bechlal that it ever got the Yara Baal, so therefore says Reb Shmuel, so therefore the star is worthless. If we have an Emes, a Suffolk, and a star, if it got the Yara Baal or not, so we don't look at it as a Suffolk star. We don't look Bechlal at the star. We say Mechatesi. Mechatesi. You can't just say that maybe it is a star. If we know Vadin is a star, so then we could start dealing with the star. If we don't see clearly that there's a star here, so therefore he says to Reb Shmuel that they understood the Chalkis Mechaik and the Reb Shmuel, they understood the Pshat is that we don't look Bechlal at any star here. We don't look at it as a suffix. Maybe there was a Peroin. Close by, we don't see any star of Fanedu Biyara Malve, Biyara Loivet, that there was a star here. We don't see a Shaver Biyara Baal. We can't assume Bechlal that there's any Peroin, and therefore we have to assume there's a star Ksuba here. We could go and be Goive. You could go and be Goive. And he says that L'chayr, this will be the Pshat in the Rajba in the Ritva. L'fidus Beishmol, L'fidus Chalkas Mechaikik, we can learn the Rajba in the Ritva Kipshutai. They hold that when you find the star Shikhr on the floor, if there's a star Mekach over here, the Lekeach could tell the Eved, I bought you. Mechatesi had a star Shikhr. Who said Bechlal that the other never gave you a star Shikhr? Just because you found the star Shikhr on the floor, that's not enough of a reason for us to assume that there was a Shikhr here. And therefore, the Rashi and the Ritva hold that there was the emes of chash that the lekeach. If we don't give back the star, if we say lo yachzer, if we look at the race in a fila, then the halacha would be that the eved would get stuck and he wouldn't be able to go free. We wouldn't say that the eved's muchzik benafshay and therefore he suffik be v'shuchur. We would say that he goes to the lekeach and by being machzer would be mafsid the lekeach. And he says to learn like Reb Kivega's Pshat and the Rashba and the Ritva, the way that Reb Kivega learns Mechlish to Pshat and the Rashba and the Ritva, so it's very schwer what the Rashba and Ritva is saying. How could the Rashba and Ritva come along and say on the Gemara says, Amari Dikichshash, that we're going to be mafsu people in Chosim, says the Rashba and the Ritva, the Gemara have a matzah hakshayis on the Mechir of the Eved himself. The Gemara asks a very strong question. The Rashba and the Ritva's Kasha, even if it's a Kasha, it's not as strong as the Gemara's Kasha. So it's very funny for the Rashba and the Ritva to write on the Gemara, which asks such a strong Kasha, that the Gemara could have also asked a much weaker Kasha. Says the Reb Shmuel from the Rashi and the Ritva that they hold like the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechaikik, that the Kasha is a strong Kasha, that a star on the floor we would disregard the Legamri, and we would assume that the Eved belongs to the Lekeach Mamish, and by giving back the star would be Mafsa the Lekeach Legamri.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.